Here's an interesting question. Not that I'm an expert on it, but I have a definite view on it. Is it rational to fall in love with someone just by chatting with them online or talking on the phone without actually meeting them in person? And my answer to that is no. The most I think you can get from online and on phone is everything looks good so far, it's unusual, I'd like to pursue it further, and if the best comes to the best, great, I found her or him. In that way, it's a preliminary weeding out. Knowledge goes from possible to probable to certain. Well, you can go from possible to probable if you get the right kind of good, not just one word, see you on Tuesday, but the right kind of email correspondence and then telephone connection. But you can learn so much more about a person who is in person talking to you than you ever could by going through their written or simply oral presentation. There is too little evidence. Anybody with a brain and experience can slant an email to convey exactly the quality they want without them cheating, because that's what they do like, but without them being like that. Leave aside the ones who are putting on a front and it isn't at all true. It's too little to go on that. When you see a person, just have a meal with them. How they deliver the words, how naturally do they speak? Do they stop every minute to try to find new ones? Do they rush off to tangents because they don't know what to say? Does their expression convey sincerity, something you like, something you want to talk to? What about their posture? Their dress. There's just so many things that you cannot get if you don't actually confront the entity. I would make this analogy, if you've read my introduction to Ideal, the email and the phone is to the person what the script is to a play. It gives you an indication, but the reality of the play or of the response, the love, is something that I don't think is possible without the actual confrontation. To me, love is when the response is not just maybe someday, not just it's possible, not just it's probable, but this is it. I know it. And it won't necessarily happen early in the relationship. You can early feel that you know the person, not just that you have some good qualities you see, but you feel down to the essence. And that's something that you look for not just in a romantic, but in a different form, in a friend. What you want to do is know, what are you essentially? Not your superficial interest or even the content of your career, but the way you come at life. The things you are most passionate about, the things that make you specifically you in your own opinion. And then once you know that, it's easy, relatively speaking, to look out and find someone you love because you're looking for yourself in another person. Of course, you have to distinguish the fundamental from the superficial to carry that out. But I will give Aristotle's definition of friend, which is the best I ever heard. And, bringing in the romantic context, it would be for love also. Aristotle defined friend as an alter ego, which literally means another I, myself again. And basically you have self-esteem, you fall in love with yourself, not in the, quote, narcissistic way, but in the sense that that's what you want in a person, and then you find that, and that's a lifelong bond. You know, you can tell so much from looking at a face. It's a question. What about love at first sight? Okay, it's a real person, not just the computer or telephone. There are people I know or that I respect that said, I saw this man. Ayn Rand said that. I saw this man, and I knew that's the one for me. And she even followed him onto a movie set and tripped him to get to know him. And of course, it worked out for over 50 years. I think that's possible if you know down to the very last one all your fundamental premises that are essential to yourself as you see it. That means you know exactly what you are looking for. And you know, in Ayn Rand's case as an artist, what the face would look like that would express that. And then she saw her husband's face, and that was it. She saw the face, and she got, I don't know exactly at what point she would say she was in love, but she fell for him on the streetcar before they spoke. I have never had that experience. I would have been happy to have had it.